Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Real quickly, I just want to update everyone. The plan's already falling apart. And that's because as soon as we went to break, Danny
started sandbagging a little bit.
Immediately, I was like, all right, so can we test this tonight? Let's just see. You're watching TV. I'll log into your, you know, TV login. And he's like, I don't know the password. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, maybe you could ask your wife. She holds the password. And he's like, maybe, but that could be complicated. And I was like, oh, okay. So just one thing. He's like, I'm like, all right, well, ask her. And he's like, she's out of town. And I'm like, okay, well, when did she get back into town? He's like, oh, she doesn't like me to bring up stuff about cable. And I'm like, okay, well.
You're exaggerating, but the
but
big take.
This is the bit you're doing.
Right, well, the so big take. Yeah, go ahead.
So then a couple more of these where I'm just like, so. What we'll do is you'll watch TV. We'll make sure that your TV isn't bothered by me logging in. He's like, oh, what happens if I'm not home tonight? I might be home till 2 a.m. Ah. So it's very clear he wants nothing to do with this. But I just keep kind of casually pushing through, you know, whatever. And then Danny, at one point, a couple minutes later, just we're talking about something else. And he just summons the courage and from the corner of the room goes, I'm not really excited about you using my cable. And there it was. Whatever that is, guy, you lead the league in it.
Whatever that is, I got it. I have no interest in this plan.
So, right, but are
here's
you,
why.
Will you acknowledge that the, like, give a friend a shirt off your back thing is just not what you like to do?
Wrong.
The HBO Max situation, you shot me down, like.
So I don't have it.
I was an American and you were a redcoat in 1763. I mean, like, what are we doing here?
There are moments of where I'm more than happy to be beyond generous, I feel like. When it comes to a login that I know is going to be a cluster and someone gives me, no, it's just fine. You'll just it's never just fine. You're basically saying is, hey man, do this really, really annoying thing and go through a lot of rigmarole and red tape to try to get it fixed just so I can see something. I don't want to do that at all.
Okay.
What I try to explain, it never goes, and they laugh at me or make fun of me. We have a second television in our little rec room, exercise room, playroom for the kids. When I try to log in there to watch a television program, on the rare occasion my kids are watching it on our normal TV, everything breaks. We can't log into either. The cable gets shut down. It's phone calls to the cable company. I hate the cable company so much. I hate everything about cable. It doesn't even work in my own house. And you're like, why don't I claim your login credentials?
Right.
And I'm sure you'll just unwind it fine. I don't want to do that.
In the event that you knew your name and password well, that it could be fairly seamless, would you do that?
No. What I would do is,
right,
you know, I'll get you another Christmas gift next year. Try to be thoughtful on that.
You'd give very good Christmas
gifts. I will be generous when appropriate.
when appropriate.
This is not that time.
So I'm not suggesting you're not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you're taking a little.
Well, you just said you're not generous at all.
I didn't say that.
I think that was the exact phrase you used.
In this category, like, there are two types of people in the world.
Okay.
A person you would call up and say, hey, man, I'm at work. I can't log into this computer to print something. Can you give me your login really quick? I am the guy who goes, yeah, it's G.H. Paulson, and then my password is this. Danny's the guy who has to give you a bunch of reasons why today he doesn't remember his login and he doesn't want you to use it. Fair or not?
Yeah, that's fair. And it's because
I just wish you weren't that guy in these situations.
I got you. It's because I, and in this case, this happens to be true, my wife took it away from me. I hate cable so much. I want it gone. I'm on a constant rampage with like a big old swashbuckling sword, just slashing expenses all the time. Anywhere I can find one, I cut it. And I would cut this cable so many times. I've been so pissed off. And she's like, "I'm taking this away from you. You can't be trusted with this. I'm paying this bill." She has the login. She has the password. She has all of it. The last time I wanted to cut it was when I was like, I'd like to be able to watch this football game. The rare occasion my kids are at home Sunday at like 4 o'clock or whatever, they wanted to watch some Teletubby bullcrap, I don't know, or YouTube video where some guy goes, "Let's go," 7,000 times. Right. So like, I'll just go into this room and I'll watch it. I couldn't watch it. It was infuriating.
Understood.
Then all the cable went away. I'm asking you, why would you be so selfish to put me through that? That's what I'm asking. Why would you be that self-centered that you think Danny deserves that?
In this hypothetical, and this is kind of my point, honestly. Yep. And again, I'm not saying I would have ever done that.
Yep.
Okay, because I think that that's wrong, and I think everyone should pay for their own cable.
Mm.
In this hypothetical, though, I guess what I'm saying is we're coming from two different places where I have many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, man, I want to watch this show." "Oh, cool. Use my credentials. Here it is." Or not even for whatever, you know, but just in general, like,
sure.
"Hey, can I borrow your car for 2 days?" "Yeah, man. My bad. I bumped into a tree." "No worries."
"Okay."
Like, that's kind of
we had this great conversation years ago about
a
pen.
I feel like asking you the same question would go very differently.
Well, remember the pen where you're like, "I will literally never ask for the pen back"?
Was it you? Was it your pen?
No, but it was like we had an exchange about like, I'd be like, "Hey, man, like at some point, could I have my pen back at some point?" Like, no rush.
Yeah.
But you were like, "I would literally never once bring it up."
That's a great
example. If I handed someone a pen, to you, that pen is gone.
Correct.
To me, like, I would hope it comes back to me at some point.
Same with money, by the way. If I get someone lunch, the idea that I would ever ask for money again is especially like $15, $10, $8. In a million years, I wouldn't do that. Or just a couple of pals. It'll come back around probably eventually. The idea of like, "Last Wednesday, I think I got you kava." Like, I just can't believe that.
Yeah, I think I did send you a Venmo reminder
a couple months ago. You always send me Venmo reminders.
I do reminders,
like 5 minutes after we eat.
Yep.
Which I find hilarious, but not joning.
But
I wasn't going to bring that up. But it's all part of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is my point.
You
will never get a Venmo reminder from me. I'm not saying I'm like better. I'm just saying we're
two different people. I can't handle owing people money, right? So that's my anxiety is almost secondhand in that way. Does that make sense? Like, because I owe you money right now, and it's freaking me out.
I wouldn't know it.
I do, but I owe you money.
You.
No, I do. It's for the Florida thing that we're undertaking. I owe you money.
Okay.
It's freaking me out that I owe you money. I'm going to pay it as soon as I possibly can.
I have not thought of it for 1 second.
I know, and that's an attribute that you have over me. You're better at that than I am. It drives me crazy both to owe and be owed money. I need it all resolved.
I don't want you to have any anxiety about it.
It's too late.
If you never pay me that money, it will change nothing about our relationship. And I'll never think about it again, probably.
It's a few $100. I mean, I owe you some money.
That one I might think about.
Yeah, you'll think about that one.
I don't think, honestly, and I'm not like, it sounds like I'm pretending to be like awesome.
It's true.
I'm not saying
it's not
this is like great.
You are unbothered.
I'm just saying, I have so many other things to care about.
Mm-hmm.
If I get to a point where I can't pay bills or the kids need some money or something, you might hear from me. And I might go,
right.
"Hey, Danny, can I get a couple $100? Don't ask any questions, but I'll hit you back." And you would say no, and then what? So then I would go, not that I'm kidding about. But it is just very different. So just know.
We're going to hurt some people.
If you ever want to watch Hard Knocks because you're obsessed with Mike McDaniel, and you cut DirecTV halfway through the season and you lose your access, I would allow you to watch Hard Knocks. That's what I would do for you.
First, very nice of you. I keep telling you this. I don't have Max. I don't have it.
You do, though.
I don't. It's a separate
subscription. You've made it very clear you have HBO.
I have HBO. I can watch HBO on my television.
Can you admit that you don't know some of the things that you have because you're not sure how it all works?
I'm sure that's correct. But I said no to Max, which is separate. That's for watching it on your phone and watching it on your laptop and your iPad and your what have you. I have HBO. I do the on-demand on HBO through that. So in other words, like I wasn't sure I was going to be able to watch all the True Detectives of the latest season live. So I recorded them. I do that with my cable company. That's not an HBO thing. You see what I'm saying? I don't have Max. As far as you know.
Neither do the Nationals.
Oh, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.